This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's swing our way into Christmas, shall we, please? Let's have a good time on the DJV program. We're always aiming to bring you a good time. Sometimes there are serious conversations that we got to have so that you understand what we're thinking and you can identify with thinking, thoughts, whatever. Thinking is a good thing. Your brain is your most valuable tool, and I hope that you are using it, focusing on it, making it bigger and better, no matter what your age. Education is a fabulous thing. I find it very exciting to learn new things, experience great new... Well, experiences speak for themselves in terms of education, but whatever is necessary to avoid your brain going dark is probably a good thing. At least that's the way I look at it. Let's keep our brains active. And here to help you do that, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, as we have begun winter, Christmas right around the corner, but yet there still are things that need our attention that may not be so Christmassy. Jennifer, you have a goodie, or do you have a...
Well, this is kind of a look back, actually, because the Associated Press, who I guess probably one of the top news reporting organizations in the world, not just in our country, they've come out with their list of the top 10 stories for the year, for 2018. This was voted by U.S. editors and news directors in a poll first conducted way back in 1936. So, and by the way, in 1936, the editors said that it was the abdication of Britain's King Edward that was actually the top story of the year in 1936. I think things have changed a little bit. So I thought it would be fun to see if any of you could guess what the top news story, or at least the top, one of the top 10 news stories of the year is.
Anything we start to with do you, with Jackie. Trump.
Trump related, the Russia probe. I'll give you that one. That's number two on the list, the Trump-Russia probe. Victoria, any guesses?
I think, well, Jamal Khashoggi was a really big story for 2018.
Number 10.
But I also think, though, that women who got elected in the midterms, like the female wave or whatever they're calling it, I think that was probably a pretty big story, too.
They did mention specifically the women, the female wave in the midterms. They did mention, though, the midterm elections for sure, right. For sure, broadly. That's number five on the list. Kara, any guesses? So far, you guys are pretty good here.
I'm going to go more pop culture. I'm going to go World Cup, Olympics, Black Panther, one or all.
Womp womp.
No, none of them. Really, that's so boring to me because to me, those are the things that are really interesting and impact actual people, not like
Khashoggi. So here's the list. And this is, again, Associated Press voted by U.S.
That's a good part. I don't want to gloss over that. Hold on a second, Jennifer. I don't want to gloss over what Kara just said. What she said is oh so true. There are people.
It is.
And we kind of have. The we cater on this program to all sizes, shapes, and colors, if you will. So there's some of that, and that's why it's so important, excuse me, for Jennifer to be representing a particular point of view, Victoria, a particular point of view, Kara. And it isn't just, it's all across the board. Age, things that, we were just talking recently about credit cards, and I said to Victoria, because there's something floating around regarding credit card usage and what we're paying
fewer
for interest.
Fewer people using cash and people,
fewer people using cash. And I said, my reflection on it is that, in essence, I feel like I'm paying twice. Get the credit card out, and I use the credit card a lot. I probably charge thousands of dollars a month on a couple of credit cards. But at the end of the month when I pay the bill, I feel like I'm paying it over again. And so that's why I use cash if I have it, if I can. And then Victoria proceeded in a nice, sweet way to tell me that that's the old fogey point of view.
No. I said that's you said you feel like you're getting charged twice, and I said, well, that's because you understand. You're of the generation that understands how credit
interest.
Works.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's why I was giving you props.
All right, thank you. All right, Jen, back to the aforementioned top 10 items from the year.
I agree that there can be pop culture items definitely on people's list of what's most important or impactful for the year, because pop culture is impacted by pop culture, right? But this is from Associated Press, so these stories definitely are a little more newsy. But here we go. So number 10, the Khashoggi killing. Very good, Victoria. Number 9, climate change. Number 8, the California wildfires.
One
that was huge that we didn't even talk about, the Kavanaugh hearings. That was number 7. Yeah. Immigration was number 6, another big topic. The midterms, number 5. Mass shootings, including Pittsburgh. I'm sure the borderline shooting in there as well. That's number 4. Me too. I was thinking you guys would say that one. Number 3 on the list. The Trump-Russia probe, number 2. And one that almost seems, I hate to say it seems so long ago that we probably didn't even think about it, but the Parkland school shooting was number 1 on the list. That happened on Valentine's Day of 2018. Yeah.
You know, that doesn't even, to me, that feels like a 2017.
Yeah,
event. I know. And so does the Me Too thing. Like, I guess it's crazy that it was only this year, Valentine's
Day. All right, let me expand, if you will, on a couple of those. Speaking of the Me Too movement, Harvey Weinstein in the news today, the atrocious trial goes forward. Judge, there's so much dust in the air. I'm sorry, I keep coughing, but there's dust everywhere. Good God. Anyway, this judge refusing to dismiss the 5 felony charges against this bum, accused of raping a woman in a hotel room in 2013, performing sex acts on another woman, 2006. His attorney argued the case was irreparably tainted by police misconduct. What? Not to speak of his misconduct, huh? Police misconduct.
It's laughable that he thought he was going to get this thrown out. It was just a joke.
It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. All right, another name, and this kind of puts two things together, Jennifer, that you were just talking about. The climate change discussion and the people who won, the new faces, if you will, the new female faces, the election of this past November. And I'm not sure quite what to do with this yet. This young woman, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who replaced, who did she replace? Somebody in New York had been there for a long time.
Joe Crowley.
Crowley, okay. So I'm not sure how to treat this or how to treat my feelings. Every time I turn around, I see her face and her name. It's like she's the new darling of whether it's the news media. Now, the pump up this week is her plan to fight climate change.
I thought it was her plan for self-care. That was the thing that she on Twitter. She said, before I even start, I need to have a week of self-care, and I need to have face masks, and I need to go away to the woods. And look, everybody needs a week off. I mean, I'm going to take one. We all need weeks off. I get it. But it's just really funny because she's of the age where she wants to tell everybody about it on social media.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe she's just already overcooking her. I mean, I'm looking at stuff that she's writing and thinking. She's very intelligent. For lack of a better way of describing her, she's attractive, smart, all of that stuff. And it's the kind of thinking that we need in Congress. But give it a rest. Maybe it's not her. It's the news media.
Well,
because
she's the new target of Fox News in New York.
Is she already?
100%. She is their new favorite target. And so that's why we're hearing about her a lot. And the other thing is, she's 28, and a lot of younger people are excited to have someone who is that active on social media. Look, we deal with all of Trump's tweets. I don't know what the problem is that she's on social media, too. You know, I don't get it.
Maybe it's that she's not seasoned, and she ought to have a little time to be seasoned. Is that a fair?
I think what it is that she comes off, how do I put
this? I'm with you, I think. I know what you're going to say. She's a little smug.
It is because she's younger. It's because she's younger, and it's because she seems like a kid that you would, or maybe a YouTube sensation. I won't even say a kid. Seems like someone who's a YouTube sensation is now being thrust into the halls of Congress. Now, I know that Trump's a reality star and he's there, but because he's a little older and he's a businessman, there's a little more behind
it.
The reason that Fox has targeted her and conservative media outlets have targeted her is that she's been caught several times in interviews where she looks like a deer in the headlights, where someone said, well, explain that policy, or how is the math behind that? And she's frozen. And so it's become funny. They've made funny bits about it, and they've poked fun at her like a lot of people do to Republicans for other reasons. But because she looks like she's kind of, you know, stuck, she gets made fun of a lot. I honestly think it's that she's young and fresh, and she just doesn't have the seasoning that you're looking for from other representatives.
But you know, she made a really good point, because she's also been criticized for her clothing. So she either didn't... She's been criticized because she had a nice coat. Like, literally, that's 100% a reporter. Because
no one would worry about a nice coat. Right.
Yeah, because she claimed that, you know, that she's from the Bronx, and so she's apparently not allowed to have one nice coat. We didn't even see the label. We don't even know where the coat is from, but the press ran with that. And the other thing that she made a really good point, she said, Paul Ryan also got elected at 28, and everyone gave him the benefit of the doubt because he was a man. And there is a lot of truth to that.
Yeah,
no one ripped him apart for his clothing. Yeah. No, everyone said, you know what? Hey, this young, fresh guy with, you know, bright ideas, let's give him a chance. Well, they're not giving her the same chance. And that's where the double standard is. And if she was a guy, I don't think we'd even be talking about
that
it right now.
That maybe is a good point. All right, good food for thought. Good conversation. 17 after on the DJV show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
The Geek Out. Sleeping can be tough, especially with outside noise, so many people turn to fans or white noise machines to mask over those outside sounds. But now Bose is offering something a bit more proactive. The Bose Sleep Buds are tiny in-ear devices that not only seal off the ear canal from the outside, but also generate 10 different white noise options. The buds are designed to slip and fit in the ear so the wearer can sleep comfortably with them in. Charging is done via holding case, and battery life is up to 16 hours for anyone planning a very long slumber. Sound options range from the standard white noise to various soothing sounds of nature. The Bose Sleep Buds aren't cheap, but they work, and they're on sale now for $250.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, quickie quiz. Poinsettia, a traditional Christmas flower, came from what country? Canada, China, Mexico, Spain. Right answer, please.
China.
Spain.
Two wrong answers so far.
Canada.
All three. The right answer is Mexico. Thank
really?
You, Jennifer. The flower of the holy night, brought to America by Joel Poinsett in 1829.
I thought everything was made in China.
hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see and the
kapooch on the star. All right. More of the charting holiday songs and the history of the Hot 100 from Billboard. Billboard's got a lot of promotion out of this program over the past month or so. And most people do. Do you think most people know what Billboard magazine is even? Ladies,
sure,
what do
Billboard
think?
Charts? Absolutely. Not necessarily the magazine, because that's like a trade thing, but yeah, the Billboard charts, that's what everybody goes by.
Is a reference point, yes, right. All right, so anyway, a couple of more tunes from the list. This was number one, December 26th, 1960. Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I think I pointed out that she was 16 when this was recorded. All right, I think I took a shot at Bill Clinton playing the sax, right? I remember that, so I don't want to overdo this. Let's go. Here's the number, 15 song, The Week Before Christmas, 2018. That's last year. No, that's this year, 2018. Already I'm talking about, like it was last year. Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time in Jingle Bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
I think we got that recording from the under the barrel there.
He's coming to us live from under the ocean.
Play the next one, because I want to acknowledge this. I don't think we've played this at all this season so far. Roy Orbison. You like this, Pretty Paper? You like this at Christmas time?
No. I don't know this.
Yeah,
Pretty
really?
Paper is very unknown. Yeah, I've never heard this. And I like favorites. My favorite sad song, I've been really cranking it out in the car, is Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton.
Really?
You ever listen to that one? I don't know that one either.
I think I've only heard the Trisha Yearwood version of it.
Oh, you got to listen to Dolly Parton, Hard Candy.
So if you haven't heard this one, then I know you're not going to know the next one. Go to 1970, Kara. And Engelbert Humperdinck's Winter World of Love.
You
got that?
I'm not prepared for that one.
All right, okay.
You have suicidal for Christmas. Like, what are we doing?
I know, right?
All right, let's get 26 past the hour. DJV time. Jen, Victoria, Kara, Doug have Ronnie Millsap actually in our musical sights now. Ronnie Millsap, blind country singer, 76 years old, wonderfully smooth voice, releasing a brand new album of duets Country Hall of Famer. Going to spend plenty of time in the new year on the road. His hits include Any Day Now, Stranger in My House, No Getting Over Me. He's going to start the tour called the 76 for 76 Tour with a January 16th birthday show at the Ryman Auditorium. That'll have some surprise guests, you can be sure of that. People love this guy. His new album is called Duets Country Collection. Many of his best-known tunes features a country music's hoo-hoo singing with him, like George Strait, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Casey Musgraves, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Little Big Town, ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons, and Jesse Key, who's a newcomer. Of special note, collaborations with the late Leon Russell and the final recorded performance by the late Troy Gentry of the duo Montgomery Gentry. When you have a singer like Casey Musgraves inside, There's No Getting Over Me, or Luke Bryan bringing his whole heart to Stranger in My House, let alone a good friend like Willie doing a brand new song, or Dolly asking if she can write a verse to Smoky Mountain Rain to make it ours. Well, that's all you can ever hope for. That's what Ronnie Millsap said, so good for him. Get tickets for the first group of shows on sale right now. And the Duets album will be released January the 18th. I like him. You can tell that by the way I'm talking about him. I think he's very cool.
He's got a lot of famous friends, that's for sure.
But he's just, people like him. He's just a really, and he's good. He's got a great voice. Crank it up, Kara, will you, for a second? 28 after the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Defense Secretary James Mattis says he's retiring ahead of schedule because President Trump deserves a secretary more in line with his views. That's what he says in a resignation letter, in which Mattis also indicates he disagrees with President Trump's decision to abruptly withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. And Trump also now wants to cut the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan in half. Republican Congressman-elect Mike Walls is a former Green Beret who says the job there is clearly not done.
I fear that he is on the brink of making a historic strategic mistake here. Half the world's terrorist organizations, recognized terrorist groups, exist in the Afghan-Pakistani border.
He spoke on Fox News. A partial government shutdown expected to begin at midnight after the House approves a spending bill with billions for President Trump's border wall, a bill that is unlikely to pass the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Things happening in the world as usual. The world goes round and round, even though it's Christmas time. I'm Doug Steffen, 34 after the hour with the DJV show. Jennifer Horn's here. Jory Keeler. Keeler. Keebler.
Yeah,
I was thinking Keebler.
I'm a Keebler Jory. Elf. Yes.
Keebler. Yes, right.
We should bring some cookies.
Right. Exactly.
What's wrong with you? The worst elf ever.
Victoria, earn your keep then.
All right, so why don't we talk about something from a new study that there's an educational group that's been studying the effects of certain things in public schools. And one of the things that they've been studying is the effects of school uniforms. And a lot of public schools, mm-hmm. between the years of 2000 and 2014, that's where this study has been conducted. That's where the data's from. The percentage of public schools requiring uniforms jumped from 12% up to 20%, and then it was up 21% by 2016. More primary schools than middle schools require uniforms by about 5% increase. And so it turns out that proponents believe that uniforms in public schools help a range of things. They help prevent gang violence. They reduce economic and social barriers between students. They help create a sense of belonging, and they bolster attendance. One of the other things that they found is that schools that have uniforms have a higher graduation rate. And so it's kind of an interesting thing that this has been, depending on what state you live in, this has been a debate for as long as I've been alive. Should uniforms be worn in public school? And so some people who are against public school uniforms, they actually say that it violates free expression, it's a band-aid on school violence, it doesn't really do anything, and it can also be a financial burden on parents who are already paying taxes and then they have to buy the uniforms for the kids. But some of the research actually showed a study of 6 Ohio schools found that school uniforms, graduation rates went up 11%. That's a huge increase, and attendance went up 3.5%. In Long Beach, California, that district became the first in the nation to require uniforms for public schools in 1994, and they immediately saw a drop in the first year of assaults, fights, firearm possessions, and other offenses. So the case for school uniforms is kind of making itself, and we may start to see more of this roll out to different states that currently don't have it.
All right, so it's a specious argument to say it costs money because you got to buy clothes for your students anyway. When I was in Peru a couple of weeks ago, one of the things that I noted, and I hadn't mentioned this on the air until you just triggered this thought in my mind, Victoria, thank you, is that every school student, elementary, middle school, wears a uniform. Every student in every school in Peru is required to wear a uniform. And you know where the youngsters go to school by the uniforms that they're wearing. I've never seen as many youngsters playing in the streets. You know, we used to have a thing here in America where we'd go next door, we'd play, you go out in the street, you kick the ball around, you just play. After school, you'd go play, and the mother would call at 6 o'clock or 6:30, hey, it's time for dinner, come on back home. And that's what I felt when I watched these youngsters in some of the streets, the alleys in Peru, having a great time. They didn't know what they didn't have. They knew there were boys and girls, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 years of age, kicking the soccer ball around up and down the street. It just was it was interesting and refreshing to see what was going on in another country. That's why travel is so wonderfully broadening, because you can see how other people live. Changes your approach, I think, or attitude sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yep. to what goes on in our own world. And speaking of that, long as we are in the Christmas season, I thought I would share with you something that I learned about Peruvian Christmases. The tradition, though, for what they do in Peru actually started in Spain, because mostly there are the Incas and the Spanish sort of share the history, the culture. But the Incas have been there a lot longer than the Spanish have. But the Spanish, as usual, came in, killed everybody that didn't want to be Catholic. And so they wiped out half the population. And that's how their way of life grabbed hold, if you will, back 400 or 500 years ago. But anyway, in Latin America, and most noted by the Peruvian, what they call Noche Buena. Is my pronouncing it right? I think I am. Noche Buena. Large family feasts. They roast a pig. They roast turkeys. They eat llama, and they eat guinea pigs. That's that's the big thing down there.
Yeah,
so
llama.
I was eating. I had lots of pasta.
Llama.
A lot of spaghetti when I was there. They have
spaghetti.
Dishes like rice. They grow a lot of rice there. Apples are all over the place, so there's lots of applesauce, salads, that sort of thing. And something called petatoni. I don't know. I was told it's sort of a pasta dish, but it isn't anything. They create it by grilling pork chops with black beans and some kind of a pasta. I don't know. It's like a pancake. But anyway, there are a lot of other things that they eat. They eat a lot. Peruvians eat all the time. They're eating and eating and eating. I didn't enjoy the food there. It's kind of like when I went to China. I didn't like the food there either. I ate a lot of stuff that wasn't on the normal bill of fare. But the reason I bring it up is because their holiday in Peru is focused pretty much on eating. It's eat, eat, and eat some more. And they are very creative with the things that they have and they grow there, the things that are native to Peru. A lot of quinoa. They grow tons. And I think that's where quinoa started, as a matter of fact. Everything down there is quinoa.
It makes sense. It's an Incan word, though. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least it doesn't have llama in it, so there's that. No, I mean, I'm sure you could probably make a special blend, but.
Yeah, probably. So, that's a little Christmas story about what goes on in other places in the world. I've been looking at pictures of stars taken at Christmas time over the years. There's a picture floating around of Mariah Carey back in 1990 with Santa Claus. Mm. And the outfit she had on.
Not much.
Lots of skinny Mariah, probably, right?
Well, isn't, yeah. Wasn't that when she was also just wearing that black, stretchy black Lycra dress?
Yeah, well, she was wearing she had a short halter and jeans on in this picture.
I just remember when she first came out, she was doing Vision of Love, and she would always wear the same outfit. It was like a black, stretchy Lycra dress. And one of my friends, you actually know her, Doug. She used to work at CRN with me. She used to be Tommy Mottola's secretary, and so she became friends with Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And went to her house, and she said she went into Mariah Carey's closet, and there were like 35 of those same black dresses. She
really?
Just had like one item of clothing, but she had like 50 of them so that she could wear them to different events.
Make sure that it was consistent. Here's a picture of the Backstreet Boys back from the 1990s. I know you're a big fan. Well, I think Jennifer's the only one here who's a big fan of the Backstreet Boys, isn't she?
Backstreet's mm-hmm. back.
Yep.
Yeah. They all are in Santa outfits. The Spice Girls, pictures of themselves at Christmas in 1997. I don't know why I find this interesting.
Is this a clickbait thing? Like, how'd you get onto this?
No. It's just here's a picture of Reese Witherspoon with her grandparents 30 years ago. It's the cutest thing. It really is very cute. There's just some cute things in here. And then there's some really Will Smith as a kid with Marilyn Manson. Ugh. I know there's nothing but Christmas that's of any value there. All right, so I'm dumping on my own bit. Thank you. 43 past the hour here on the DJV program.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has great holiday gifts at low prices. This week, save $10 off a $50 in-store purchase.
Get your coupon at staples.com/weeklyad and give loved ones more than they dreamed while saving more than you imagined.
Plus, UPS shipping services are available 7 days a week, so you'll get everything out on time. Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In-store only, limitations apply. Ends 12/22/18. Visit staples.com for details.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on Omaha Steaks. The family gift package is the focus. Usually it's $195. Now only $49.99. Order it right now and you get 4 hand-cut, aged to tenderness top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 snappy kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers free. That's Omaha Steaks. Enter the code DJV into the search bar, and you get 74% off Omaha Steaks' family gift package. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of experience. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV into the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 half the hour now on the DJV program. Okay, some gifts for those of you who are pulling it out of your butt. The last little bit of time that you have, things that will be good for anybody and everybody. Socks and underwear. How many people want socks or underwear for Christmas? Raise your hands.
I do not. And I also think it's weird unless you love the person you're getting the socks and underwear for. That's a tough one.
Socks,
really?
I think socks are fine. I got socks for my brother-in-law. I do love him. But underwear is like, that's a little too much.
All right. How about kitchen tools? Is that a good idea?
That one year because he hated all my kitchen stuff, so he bought me everything.
I actually asked for that, too, because I hate all my roommate's kitchen stuff. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Paying bills for somebody that you like. That a good Christmas present?
That's a great idea. Who wants to start with some of mine?
Excuse me. A volunteering care for babysitting for your in-laws.
Ugh. Hmm. No.
No?
Wait, babysitting your in-laws or babysitting...
No, babysitting the children of your
My mom's
in-laws.
Doing that. My mom's actually giving that service to my my cousin who just had a baby.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think photos of... I've always liked getting pictures... Mm-hmm. And giving pictures, photos, frames, things that are cool. My sister, for my birthday, gave me a wonderful picture of my grandson. It just is very sweet. I think that kind of stuff. And it's not expensive. As are hobby supplies. You get hobby supplies. We go to, what's that hobby? What's the hobby? Hobby Lobby? Is that
Hobby Lobby or hobby? Michaels? Yeah.
Michaels. Right. Yeah, exactly. What? Yes or no for that?
Depends on the person, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's into crafting.
Well, did you buy any hobby stuff for anybody this year, Victoria?
No. I don't have any hobbyists in my world.
Really?
No.
I bought a lot of slime kits for all the kids in my life because they love to make
popular
slime
this year.
Mm-hmm. How about paying for somebody that you care about's house to be cleaned? Is that a good idea?
Is that insulting? That's insulting.
Is it?
Someone was like, I'm going to get you a maid. I'd be like, all right.
Like, think of it this way, Doug. If Jen and Karen and I pooled our money and sent a whole cleaning crew to your house, would you that as...
I'd love it.
You would love it.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
We'd be sending you a message there.
And wow. he's a guy, so he wouldn't
I'm
get it.
I'm the first to admit
that's true.
That my house, especially with Daisy in it, is hair everywhere. And it needs to be vacuumed up with regularity. And I have a vacuum cleaner that hasn't come out of the box yet.
Further proof that guys have no shame. Like, with women, we would take
that.
Well,
I have a cleaner who comes to the house. But
how often, though?
It depends on how much stuff there is.
Once every 2 years.
Yeah, I know, right?
Every 3 weeks, have somebody come in. Anyway, I just thought it was... I find some of those things to be cool. How about giving somebody some money? A gift of money. Is that something that's kosher?
Yeah, that's good for me. Go ahead.
And that's what Lewis's whole family does. Everybody just gives each other money.
Money.
You don't really
that's
see the point. Because then you just kind of zero out.
You pass it around.
Yeah.
Well,
gift cards are kind of like that. Gift cards are money except with like a tiny bit of thought behind them.
Maybe a little bit. So anyway. And then I've also said there are things that are intangible like the gift of praise, consideration, gratitude, that sort of thing. Merry Christmas from the DJV show.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips.
With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Talk. Wait a minute, that name has been taken already. All right, let's come up with something else for Nick Miles. How about calling him Our Auto Expert, because that's what he is, and that's his website, Our Auto Expert. Damn it, Nick, who was it that took that name Car Talk? Who do we see about that?
Two old guys on a radio show somewhere.
Right, exactly. All right, so I want to talk to you about a couple of things. I want to know if you were at that unveiling this past week in Hawthorne, California, for the new Elon Musk new system of transport. Plus, I want to talk about the safest car models. You must have seen that list this week. And Lincoln bringing back the suicide door. I've got personal first-hand experience with one of those babies in just a matter of moments. Nick Miles, Our Auto Expert, is here. Buying a new car can be stressful, but thankfully, some of the heavy lifting has been done already for you. Andy Solomon will be happy to explain.
With the amount of information available, simply researching a new car is a part-time job. To help shoppers narrow down their options, Kelley Blue Book announced their 2019 Best Buy Awards. Micah Muzio, a managing editor for Kelley Blue Book.
With hundreds of options to choose from, it's hard to identify what vehicles earn top marks in pricing, ownership costs, expert evaluations, and consumer opinion. The Best Buy Awards were designed to help consumers shop with confidence by providing clear guidance on which outstanding, value-focused vehicles will delight everyday car shoppers.
Kelley Blue Book's team of experts spent a year evaluating every new vehicle available to award the Best Buy for each automotive class.
Our newest award, Best New Model, covers new or redesigned vehicles and is awarded to the 2019 Volvo XC40 for its top-tier value, technical innovation, and Volvo's fresh approach not only to design, but also the ownership experience.
For more info, visit KBB.com.
All right, so let's get to it. Nick Miles from Our Auto Expert, the Elon Musk extravaganza this week. Were you there?
I was not. Elon and I don't see eye to eye on many things, so he doesn't invite me to his
Doesn't invite you? Oh, okay, yeah.
No.
You don't like his Tesla?
However... Yeah, well, I think his Tesla's brilliant, and I think his engineering is brilliant. I just think his whole production is flawed, and when you promise people something, I think you need to deliver. Plus, not making a car that you lose money on every time you make one, so that's our disagreement.
Okay.
But his new system in Hawthorne is basically a system of tunnels, not only to beat traffic. And he's just showed a demonstration of a $10 million one, but it's supposed to help people get around traffic. At the same time, think about putting all the utilities and all those type of things in these tunnels, the water, the electricity, everything in these tunnels, so it doesn't have to run along the street. It can be easily maintenance. They can get to it. And I have to tell you, I think out of all of the things that he's done, SpaceX and the Tesla car company, the solar power, this is the most brilliant. It really does solve a lot of problems, and I think it's a great idea. The biggest question is cost and engineering. Is he going to run into problems with this if he really tries to pull it forward and make it happen?
Yeah. He has all of his money came from PayPal. He created PayPal with another guy, and when he sold it out, got billions of dollars, so that's how he uses it to seed all of these things. All right, let's look at this list of the – go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think the problem with PayPal is the same thing with Elon is it was horrible until somebody else bought it, and then I think eBay bought it and made it really good. So hopefully someone will buy Tesla and make it brilliant.
All right, there we go. We got our licks in. We've got our licks in on Elon Musk. The safest car models have been announced. No American cars anywhere to be found. Right?
You noticed that too, eh? Yeah.
Yes, I did notice that.
It's an interesting list. I mean, I don't object to any of the cars on the list, but it reads basically like a who's who of Asia when you read down the list.
Yeah.
There are a few Germans spattered in there at the bottom in the SUV category, but really, it's high Asia. Why didn't you just win everything?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they really
right.
did. They're Hyundai's, Kias, Subarus, you know, the list goes on, Toyotas. There's some great cars there. The other thing I really noticed is that the SUVs tend all to be luxury. There's only occasional spat in the Mazda CX-5, I think.
I didn't see any Rovers in there.
Yeah, I don't see anything like that. I don't see any trucks in there either, although trucks are kind of a different category. It's the only category of vehicle that doesn't have to meet a bunch of safety standards.
Safety stuff, yeah.
Although I think trucks are very safe because they're
all right.
they're on the road.
Absolutely. Okay, so Lincoln's bringing back the suicide doors. When I was a kid, my father had a 1965 Lincoln Continental convertible with a suicide door. It was the coolest car. Now they're going to bring them back. The big cars are going to have a big... What's the story?
Let's call them coach doors. It makes me feel a little bit better. I think it looks brilliant. It's a brilliant idea by Lincoln. Unfortunately, the price I think I've heard is $100,000.
Whoa!
That rules you and I out, Ray.
Yeah,
so,
probably.
Great looking car.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.